After an update from the province and the Alberta Emergency Management Agency, Cochrane Fire Services, CFS, share what's fire season in town will look like following the 2025 hazard outlook. Fire Chief Sean Pauly shared that based on hazard outlook that there might be a slightly above normal risk for wildfires this year. In contrast to what we had last year, which was reporting severe drought conditions in a turbulent spring for wildfire, he said. This year is certainly an improved position. We do have some slightly warmer temperatures leading up to summer, but overall, we are hopeful or optimistic that we'll be in a different position than we were last year. Pauly explained that conditions last year was a very drought-filled season, especially in northern Alberta. We did see some increased call in volume for wildland events in and around our community, but certainly nothing right in our town, which we are always grateful that our citizens are always able to help support us with good fire prevention action, Pauly said. As Cochrane progresses through the year, Pauly outlines that CFS will remain mindful of weather predictions and local conditions. Just 2 weeks ago, we were approaching some risky fire conditions in our grasslands. Then some of our local fire departments surrounding Cochrane were out there doing work on grass fires, he said. So, how can we pay attention to those local conditions, and regardless of what the provincial outlook is, how do we manage our local area through fire reductions or fire smart activities? So, trying to prevent us going into a fire ban, but that's one of the tools we can use to help educate some of our citizens, and that's just sharing what the risk is. But overall, we're just really looking to continue with proper early fire prevention. Although there are some concerns of dry conditions heading into the warmer season, Pauly said it is still too early to tell what the next few months can bring. With March and April usually the biggest snowfall months of the year, Pauly said it depends on several factors. As CFS continues to monitor the situation in Cochrane, Pauly notes that keeping community preparedness and public safety is part of their top priorities in the community. It really comes down to not only our own municipal responsibilities, but also individual responsibilities to make sure that we're taking proactive steps for folks to protect their homes and families, he said. We can use these programs such as Fire Smart, so that's currently something we're really working on at the town level. We're really working on it at the town level, and we'll be working with local Fire Smart ambassador groups, where community associations can help champion the cause for us around providing fire-safe properties. With Emergency Preparedness Week set between May 4th and 10th this year, Pauly said this year's message is the final part of a three-year cycle dubbed, Be Prepared and Know Your Risks. Know your risks, make a plan, gather supplies, and build on community connections, he said. We're really excited to hit on several of those topics over the next several months. When it comes to being fire ready in Cochrane, Pauly said it's almost like a numbers game with all the science and data that's involved. Especially in fire danger ratings and moving that from low, none, to fire ban, he said. We take that information seriously. We don't want to leap right into a fire ban, we only use that as a strong tool to inform folk about what the true fire hazard condition is out there. Pauly said that residents can stay informed on how CFS plans to mitigate fire risks in the community by visiting www.cochrane.ca/firesmart. We just dropped our wildfire mitigation strategy and wildfire mitigation plan on the site, Pauly said. So, all citizens can have a look at all the work that went into studying and identifying the risks within our community.